From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has ignored a demand from the ruling party that he step down by Monday. Parliament is now expected to open impeachment proceedings against Mugabe on Tuesday, but that process could be long, complex, and unsuccessful. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg with reporting from Sebastian Mofo in Harare.
When Zimbabwe's military sent tanks into the capital and took Robert Mugabe into custody, it was clear they wanted a quick resolution to the growing discontent with the longtime president. But nearly a week later, with Mugabe refusing to resign and Parliament threatening to impeach him, they could be on a long and complicated path with a formidable opponent, Mugabe himself. Lovemore Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial, and then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you have accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president.
Mugabe has never been one to shy away from a fight, and as the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever had, this is one he has spent decades training for. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
After years of being shielded from deportation from the United States, while their country continues to recover from a devastating 2010 earthquake, tens of thousands of Haitians are now going to lose that security status. Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, is going to be revoked for at least 50,000 Haitians living and working in the U.S. That protection will expire on July 22, 2019. This is VOA News. The United States will redesignate